Welcome now to the Midday Interview here on WHQR. I'm Jamila Erickson. If you haven't been to see a show yet at Theater Now at 10th and Dock, they do all kinds of interesting things over there, and a new show has just opened for their Saturday night spot, and Zach Hanner from Theater Now is here to tell us all about it. So, Zach, welcome, and thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for having me yet again. I always enjoy coming to the station and,
we
and
love
talking
having
to you,
Jamila. Yep, we love having you come, and especially when you bring your guitar.
Oh, yeah.
So I know we're going to have some good times in the studio in the next few minutes here. The newest show is called Country Cookin' with the Good Old Boys. This is a show that you have created, Zach. Tell us about the idea for the show, how you started getting this one cooking in your head.
Sure, sure. Well, several years ago, along with my good friend Bill Ladd, who's a steel guitar player in my Hawaiian band, De Howleys, we did a show at City Stage called Hank Williams' Lost Highway.
Which was great.
It was one of my favorite things I've ever done. I'm from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. I grew up in a family of bluegrass musicians. My uncle toured with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver internationally for almost 20 years. And so, you know, I grew up around country music. And then, you know, like a lot of kids do, I discovered rock and roll and I've had my own music and I got away from country and didn't want to do it anymore. But then when I was playing in this Hawaiian band and the show came along, I was like, well, this is perfect, you know, because I'm really familiar with this. And we had such a good time and I enjoyed it so much and we had such a great response that, you know, as soon as the show was over, we were like, we got to do a band. We got to do a country band. Well, that was 5 years ago. And with all of the various things that, you know, all of us were involved in, it was really tough to do. But when I took over as artistic director at Theater Now in February of this year and we were, you know, mapping out things for the summer, all I could think about was, you know, doing a dinner theater production where we put together this classic brand of country music, some comedy bits, which is, you know, I'm a member of the Comically Impaired for the last 19 years. We're approaching our 20th year as an improv group in town. And so, you know, combining my love of country music, my love of comedy, and fried chicken and catfish and that sort of thing in a dinner theater production. And fortunately, you know, I was able to get, in my estimation, some of the best musicians in town to come on board. And we've got a really great, wonderful variety show that's fun for the whole family, great meal. It's kind of a show that harkens back to the good old days of the Grand Ole Opry, hee-haw, the Louisiana Hayride and that sort of thing. And and we have a real good time every Saturday night.
That's great. So tell me who the other musicians are. Of course, Bill Ladd is there.
Right. And Bill's, you know, an amazing steel guitar player, one of the best that, you know, I've ever seen. And he's also quite a fine actor as
he
well.
He is.
And so, you know, he shoulders a little bit of the acting load in the comedy bits. Adrian Varnum, who was our fiddle player and mandolin player in the Hank Williams show. He's the owner of Five Star Tavern, where they have a Tuesday night ski ball every week. And so Adrian was real excited to come back on board, and I was thrilled to have him. And then I've made friends with Joan Smith, who's a multi-instrumentalist in town, plays bass with Possum Creek Bluegrass and Phantom Playboys. And back we were doing a Phantom Playboys gig, and I got him interested in this maybe like 3 years ago. And then I'd been going down to the Satellite on Sundays for the Bluegrass Jam and got to be friends with Big Al Hall. And so I brought Al on board playing banjo and guitar. Jones, of course, playing the upright bass. And then to round things out, I was really super fortunate to get Tiffany Reese Forsyth from the Barn Raisers to bring her beautiful voice and talents on board, as well as my dear friends Melissa Stanley, who's a member of the comedy group, on board for some of the acting, and Rossa Love, who's a Theater Now veteran. And she's a wonderful singer, a great comedian, and she really is sort of the embodiment of that hee-haw gal from back in the day, you know, that the girl in the short shorts sitting on the hay bale, you know, with the piece of wheat in her mouth, and you know, she's definitely got that sassy appeal. But yeah, with our three good old girls and our five good old boys, you know, we've got quite a variety of music that we bring each night. We play songs by Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. We do some Webb Pierce, some Hank Williams. The ladies do a Dolly Parton number. We do a Dolly and Porter duet. And we also feature what I feel is a really moving tribute to the late George Jones, who was a hero of mine. And Big Al Hall, let me tell you, that high lonesome tenor of his will tear your heart out when you hear that song. And it really is something pretty. And so,
wow.
Yeah, so we've been drilling and getting the show going, and last week was our opening, and it went real well. And I'm just looking forward to seeing big groups of people coming to see us on Saturday nights.
Sounds good. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Zach Hanner, the artistic director for Theater Now. He is an actor, a playwright, a film actor as well, a musician. He's a real all-around guy. I mean, if you play country music and rock and Hawaiian, and I can't even keep track, Zach. But the show is called Country Cooking with the Good Old Boys. It's every Saturday night now at Theater Now, which is at 10th and Dock.
That's correct.
The doors open at 6 o'clock. The show starts at 7. Tickets are $42 for adults, $30 for children under 12. And if you don't want to have the dinner theater part of theater, you can just have a show-only ticket, which there's only a dozen of those available, but they're just $20. And the meal, talk about the food, Zach, before we have you play a little bit of music for
sure.
Folks.
Sure. Our executive chef, Denise Gordon, is wonderful. And, you know, despite being from Pennsylvania, does a great job with the Southern cuisine. Your choices are fried chicken, catfish fillet, which is just unbelievable. And for our vegetarian friends, we also have a meatless, what I'm calling a country-style faux steak patty. And so it all comes with a mess of country vegetables. And then there's a delicious dessert. And, of course, we've got some specialty cocktails that involve a little moonshine for those of you who like a little bit of the old Mountain Dew, as the Irish like to call it. And it's a great show. It's fun for the whole family. Kids will get a big kick out of it. We do a lot of, you know, the same type of corny humor that I loved growing up with Hee Haw and Archie Campbell and Grandpa Jones and Minnie Pearl and all of that sort of thing. Those folks are heroes of mine, and this is, you know, my opportunity to pay homage to them and all they did for me as a comedian and a writer and an actor and a musician. So
you have such a great background. I didn't even realize that, Zach, that you had bluegrass musicians in your family.
Oh, yes, indeed.
About that.
Yeah, some really talented ones. And when I was growing up, you know, a lot of our Sundays were spent at my grandmother's house, you know, sitting around the guitar and harmonizing. And that's why I love this show, because in so many of my groups, I'm the lead vocalist, and that's why I'm thrilled to have Tiffany and Rasa and Alex up there singing the melodies and allowing me to blend in and harmonize with them, because that's something I really love to do that I don't get a chance to do all that often.
Wow.
So,
well, let's have a little music right now, Zach, if you want to share something with us.
Sure, yeah, and I'll do our little theme song. I put this one together because I felt like, you know, every good band needs a theme song, and this is the one for the good old boys. Down in the port city known as Wilmington, there's a group of old boys and they have a lot of fun. They eat a little vittles and they fill your cup and play good old country music till the sun comes up. Picking and grinning and making some noise, come on and put your hands together for them good old boys. Take a bait of fried chicken, some pinto beans, a pound of cornbread and some collard greens. Green bean salad, macaroni and cheese, East Coast barbecue, pass the biscuits, please. Mama's in the kitchen and she's sure good looking. Come on and set a spell for some country cooking. Well, goodness gracious, mercy me, there must be half a bag of sugar in this here sweet tea. Big slice of lemon and I think I'm in love with her. So gotta say a blessing to heavens above. Come on, everybody, hurry up. God is great, God is good. Thank you, Lord, for this food. Let's eat. We're just hillbilly pickers playing with our favorite toys. Come on and spread a spell with them good old boys.
I
had a massage this morning and my fingers still have oil on them, so sorry.
I didn't even notice, Zach. I thought it was great.
That's the idea of the good old boys.
There you go. So. There's the theme song for Country Cooking with the Good Old Boys. And that, boy, what a great group of musicians you have brought together, Zach.
Well, you know, I like to call it a super group, and I believe that it is. There's a whole lot of people that play bluegrass music and that are fantastic musicians, or they play pop music or country rock and that sort of thing. But I felt like when it came down to doing this roots stuff, I really found the best group of folks that were not only aficionados but real students of it. And,
yeah,
you know, the wonderful thing about it is that Alex and Jones have hours worth of material that we have yet to tap that the rest of us just need to learn. You know, from that bluegrass jam, they'll play 30, 40 songs every Sunday, and those are things that we haven't even scratched the surface of yet, which I'm real excited about.
Well, how long do you plan to run the show? Are you going to kind of keep it open-ended?
The show will run through August 17th, I think it's the next 7 Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then in between, we will be doing a show Thursday, July 24th, down at the Ocean Grill Restaurant and Tiki Bar, my favorite place in the world to play in Carolina Beach by the Golden Sands Motel. And we'll be playing there from 7 to 9 on that Thursday, the 24th. And then, you know, once the show is over, I imagine you might be able to catch the good old boys out and playing live. And the wonderful thing about it is that with an 8-person cast like we have now, we can play in any number of permutations. We can play as a trio. We can play as a quartet or, you know, a quintet, whoever's available. As long as we got us an upright bass player. And you know, preferably Bill on the steel, because, you lose a lot in those songs if you don't have that moaning steel guitar. So
I'm losing count of how many bands you're in now, Zach, but I'm just delighted. The show is called Country Cooking with the Good Old Boys. It opened last Saturday. It runs every Saturday night now through August 17th.
That's correct.
The doors open at 6, show starts at 7, and you can get your tickets at theaterwilmington.com or 910-399-3NOW. 3993NOW for Theater Now. Zach Hanner, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. We hope to see y'all for some good taste and vittles.
There you go. You come on in and play your guitar for us anytime you feel like it.
I'd be delighted.
This is WHQR.